Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Joe.
I'm Pat. This is take two.
This is take two. And ultimately, so is that take before gone?
It's gone.
Oh, that's too bad because it was just me. So I guess for about 25 minutes we were going and it was only recording me. I would have enjoyed that, but most of you probably would not have.
I can already tell you what Twitter would have said.
Yes. Yeah, they'd have been furious.
I will say,
it would have been the last episode. Everybody would have unsubscribed.
No, we would have gotten more subscribers. The thing that is good is that the first, 11 minutes was mostly bowel puke talk?
That was like 6 minutes.
A lot of scatological talk.
We could skip that.
But there were some great...
There were good things in there.
Shit-themed Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah, there were. And my horse angle was really good,
yeah,
too.
Well, we can just
I'm sure you'll find a way to bring
I
that back.
I think we can hit the titles really
quickly.
Yeah, but
quickly. I gotta come up with... But like...
No, that was good that we missed that.
The way that we came upon the name horse angle, we don't get to do that now.
That's true. So to recap... What you missed was Ryan coming up with like his own language for some description that we won't do again. But I bet we could go through our poo-themed Dr. Seuss.
Why would you force that?
Well, because we're talking about it. Yertle the Turtle was just straight up.
Yeah.
Scat in the Hat.
That's a great one.
Shat in the Hat was better.
Well, they're both very good.
But you still got the word cat within scat.
Oh, the places you'll go?
Mm-hmm. No one's laughing this time because it's not funny the second time.
Well, but to the people hearing it, it could be the first time. We don't know. They may not have laughed the other way either.
The other thing you missed was Tweety being very wounded by us.
When he found out that it
wasn't recording.
No, it's not wounded. It's that I fuck up 190 episodes. And
you
I did
fuck up 190 episodes.
No, I fuck up one time in 190 episodes, and the look on their face is like, I fucking killed somebody.
Hey, I've recorded a couple.
Yeah, I've recorded a few. Russia. Remember when I sent you that MP3 and you were like, it has to be a wave.
I never yelled.
But you used all caps in the text.
No, I didn't.
It was all lowercase.
No, it's that. No, that's not
my phone translates all lowercase to all caps.
And I got super annoyed just because I was in a hurry.
You're a perfectionist, Ryan. And so you hold it against yourself and then you get a little bit angry and then you think we're as angry at you as you are.
No one here was mad at you.
No one could be as angry at you as you are.
What was the angry face for, Pat?
He's hungry. My face.
When Pat gets hungry, he gets crabby.
Everyone assumes I'm mad more than I often am.
Because you're big.
He's not big.
Hey.
He's tall.
Have you told everybody that your cool job that you had last week or this week?
Oh, it actually ended up not being... Actually, I don't think I'm supposed to talk about it now that I think
Never
about
mind
it.
Then.
Yeah.
I had a
really cool job.
Yeah, dude. He was like fucking animals for bestiality.com. And you loved it.
Which is the third biggest site.
I got paid for multiple spots with that, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's the best part of it.
It was supposed to be five initially, but it ended up three. Anyway.
Go on. We won't talk about that. So we've wasted the same amount of time we did the first time.
We sure have. You know what's not a waste of time? Getting recruits from Florida.
Yes. See, that's big time.
I feel like my transition game has been on point two episodes in a row now.
Nice.
The one that just got deleted and the one that we're starting.
Nice.
I bring it to Keyshawn Green every time.
That's a good job.
And then every time I'm like, but don't forget Omar Manning because
Manning
is the most important recruit we've got, I think.
And I think you can go through some of your points.
Provided
from
he
before.
Gets on campus.
Right. Well, yeah, provided that he's good. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's all just like anybody else, you know?
Yes.
Will Honus was supposed to be a game changer.
Well, he still could be. He got hurt, didn't he?
Yeah, he got hurt his first year. Let's give him some time.
Our linebackers are looking much better.
I mean, it can take a minute to get the playbook. That was part of Honus' problem, too.
Yep.
Sorry.
I think it's you, Joe.
It's my phone. Well, you know, I'm going to make a transition, and I would have done the whole episode before.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have done most of the episode.
No, you would
before.
Have maybe, if you're lucky, done half of it before.
Well, I'm going to do almost none of this one.
Yeah.
But you guys are going to talk a lot about recruiting, which is good news. And then next week, we'll have the full recruiting breakdown. And we did a very exciting Facebook Live.
Actually, next week is going to be an interview.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll do the Joe Canale breakdown of the recruiting class that I promised last year and did with my brother and then erased.
But cool. Didn't you just talk about soccer the whole time?
A good portion of it was. But again, much like this recording from earlier, we'll never know. Yeah. Bye, guys. Sorry.
Bye, Joe.
Omar Manning.
Fucking Joe.
I know, dude. Joe's the worst.
You are excited for Omar Manning. I'm excited for Omar Manning. Omar Manning's really, really damn good.
If you open up Spielman, he's dangerous. And if any type of heat we can take off Wandell.
Dude, what I'm excited about right now
Mills turns into Ziggy.
Well, Dedrick Mills started to turn into Ziggy
at the end of last year. Like how Ziggy did. He turned into it at the end of the year.
Yeah, except now we get Mills for another year.
Right.
What I'm excited about in relation to Wandale is so we've got Will Nixon on board already, who can do a lot of the things that he can. And then Fleming as well, the kid.
He's another little duck R, right?
Kind of, yeah. And if we can have a few of those kinds of guys, and they're all a little bit different from one another, but allow for Frost to still kind of utilize the same playbook with or without Wandale on the field and, you know, cycle these guys in and out. One, it helps him out a lot more. And two, it makes it a lot harder to game plan when you can see different personnel and know that it's not a different playbook.
Well, and what happens when you have Martinez, McCaffrey, Wandell, Fleming, and Ramir all on the field? You've got five super speedy guys.
I didn't count how many people that was. Eventually, five. You need to. Okay.
Five super speedy guys, and two of them can pass, and four of them can catch.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people are like, well, before I get into the hype, I want to see something. I get that. But we can still be excited about, like, Keyshawn Green was kind of a long shot.
Yeah, and we're probably the longest shot on the board, I thought.
Yeah, this staff is closing right now.
And also, I mean, it doesn't hurt that they fired Homeboy and didn't bring anybody in until the very end, like last minute.
Yeah, at Florida State?
Yeah.
Willie Taggart. Dude, I can't remember whether it was this version or the previous version where we were talking about people who fail upward. Willie Taggart is a guy who just kept failing upward and finally is taking a step backwards with his next job. He's going he's going to Florida Atlantic where Lane Kiffin was.
Okay. Didn't he come from FCS?
Florida Atlantic isn't FCS. They're FBS, but like...
Oh, okay.
Not Power Five.
Okay.
No, so Willie Taggart. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I always get that shit confused because I don't pay attention to anything that's not Power Five.
I get it. Willie Taggart was at USF, South Florida, Central Florida's rival. And then he went to Oregon, then to Florida State.
And that's an FBS school.
USF is FBS.
It's like UCF, right?
Yeah, same conference.
Same conference. Okay. I knew it came from somewhere.
Yeah. But he just kept jumping. And I don't get how, like...
He's the guy that gave a bunch of players rhabdo his first year by doing, like, military training, right? At Oregon?
At Oregon, yeah. Well, his strength and conditioning guy did, yeah.
Well, but wasn't he the one that was, like, putting him through some specific kind of, like, military... I mean, I'm sure it's probably very similar to what...
Happened at Nebraska.
What happened in Nebraska.
It also happened at Iowa.
Yeah, like the beep test. Because those beep tests... The problem with the beep test is, and I think that a lot of guys that get rhabdo is you're so fit that you can go and you can push it, and you don't realize how far you've pushed it till you stop.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all the lactic acid and all the blood and everything just like hits you at once, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, rhabdo is usually not a problem for... People want to think of it as like someone who is like really out of shape. It's usually for someone who's gotten in too good a shape.
I mean, you can get rabid when you're out of shape as well, but chances are you're not going to push it hard enough.
Right.
You're going to throw up long before you get rabid.
Right. I mean, rhabdo was bad, but thankfully it wasn't as bad as for any of those schools as Maryland when DJ Durkin's trainer.
That was because they didn't let him hydrate properly, right?
That's so dumb.
You should know that how important, I mean, if anything, just to prevent cramping.
Yeah.
At the very minimum, you don't want your dudes cramping.
Yeah, because you can't keep pushing when you can't move.
Yeah, and if you're cramped and you do push, you tear muscles.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea, like, why they would, was that Durkin that did that?
Yeah, well, his trainer, but basically his number one guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, you should, like, that's just so stupid, like. The guy that I work out with, like one of my, I'm like actually leaving my gym right now because, and one of the main reasons is because the trainer just, his workouts are just like, sometimes they're just too fucking ridiculous. It's like, dude, what are you trying to do to people?
Yeah.
Like, we're not all regional level athletes.
And you reach a point of diminishing returns.
Right.
Especially like with a customer base.
Well, yeah, and especially when people get injured.
Yeah.
Like, I do local comps. Like, I'm not, like, a regional athlete. But, I mean, I do comps. I'm a pretty fit guy. And some of these workouts, it's like, dude, he takes hero wads. You know what a hero wad is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He takes hero wads and then RX pluses them.
Damn.
It's like, what the... Like, makes them superhero wads. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah, that's...
And that's what it feels like Durkin's doing.
Or did.
Did.
Not there anymore.
Yeah, not there
anymore.
Like, that feels like what he did, but then wouldn't let you drink water. It's stupid.
Anyway,
sorry.
I believe it was on the earlier version where we mentioned sleep, water, and nutrition are the three most important things
to an athlete.
Yeah.
Because even like, so if you don't, like, sometimes the best workout you can do is to not work out.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the best move. Like, I see people that'll take a week off and then come back and PR.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, You would think that that's counterproductive, but sometimes your body just, it can't rebuild if it's constantly under stress.
Well, for runners, that's part of the process. You build toward peaking. You push. Swimmers do this too, up to like this unsustainable level. And then before a competition, you dial it back. And then next thing you know, you're fresh.
And almost 5 days before a comp, like a CrossFit competition, which is very similar. There's a lot of runners in those. Is the 7 days before you're doing like jogs and rows and that's it. And 5 days before you're just like doing mobility. You're not really
enough just to keep everything moving. Yeah.
But you're not really breaking a sweat. You're definitely not getting your heart rate up too high. Maybe you'll get your heart rate up too high, but you're not lifting heavy weights. You might go run a mile. Like, that's your workout, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not even run. It's like a jog a mile.
For those interested, Tweety also has a CrossFit podcast called After the Time Cap.
But I like that part of football because I think I understand it better now. And so, like, I look at what some of these guys are doing, and it's just like, what the fuck? First of all, squat past parallel, you fucking bitches. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I did. I was done. Well, it's in relation to this conversation that it, you know, there's a big part of it is you have a program. You stick to it, and then there's accountability to that program, whether it's the workout, whether it's the eating, whether it's the sleeping. And to hold a group of over 100 guys accountable for that is
difficult,
plenty difficult. And that's why I don't want Mo back on the team next year.
Well, and the accountability part is almost as important, if not more important, than the actual plan itself. Like, will you do what we tell you?
Right.
Will you do what the other 100 guys are doing, or are you going to be an asshole? Because that one guy that brings Chipotle to the trainers table, that guy's a prick.
And it bogs everything down for everyone, because it's like, well, why do I have to keep doing this?
Right.
And it's also then, like, there's resentment to that player, and it's just, it creates a division in a locker room that you don't need. And I don't know, there's been a big part of what Frost has talked about is that there just wasn't accountability when he came in. So hold guys to account. Like Fred Hoiberg just did it.
Yeah.
And he could really have used Gervais Green going on the road.
How good is Indiana? I mean, I know I'm like the number one basketball fan on the podcast, but I want to know what your take is on how good Indiana is.
They're very talented. They're 10-1.
What a great game that was.
Yeah.
They went all the way to the, I mean,
that's
like,
that's a really tough venue to win, no matter how good Indiana is. And they're good right now.
The Assembly Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What a great stadium.
Yes. Stadium.
Basketball stadium.
Yes. Some would call it an arena, but, you know, when you really know basketball.
Yeah, you call it a stadium.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows that arenas don't have ceilings.
I'll say this about that game. There were two, and I said this on Twitter, there are two key areas where Nebraska was significantly better, and it's why I really feel strongly about the future. Coaching, because Fred Hoiberg coached circles around Archie Miller, and guts. Nebraska just... Now
they just ran out of gas at the end.
Yeah. And we're recording this right before Nebraska is about to play Purdue. I worry that there's going to be a little bit of a step back today because they wore themselves out shorthanded the other day. And I just worry that they're not going to have it. God.
What did Gervais Green do? Do we know?
No, that just a violation of team rules is what they've said. He allegedly, I couldn't tell, was on the bench in street clothes the other day. So not bad enough to like boot him off the team.
No, so he'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe today.
Could be nice. We had to play Charlie Easley the other day.
I'm wondering if by the time we're done recording this, if Caden Johnson is a Husker.
I'm keeping an eye.
Are you?
Yeah. God. The close to this recruiting class, if Nebraska basketball could start to, I mean, it seems like they're finding themselves a little bit. It's just going to be kind of a grinded out year.
Yeah.
But that's what his first year at Iowa State was, where they just grounded out to 500 and then started going to tourneys and Sweet 16s and winning conference championships. I want that so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been hard for me because I've been a Nebraska ball fan
for so long. Ever since I've known you, I've thought Nebraska ball fan.
Yeah.
Like that's at the forefront of your mind.
Right. And it's just like, what am I going to do when we finally win? You know, we've never won. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but we've never won a tournament game. We've never won a game.
Drop of knowledge.
We've never won a game at the dance, you know?
I just got asked if anyone's ever told me I look like the skinny English guy from the movie Tooth Fairy. That's a new way for someone to ask if I look like Stephen Merchant.
Yeah.
That's the most obscure Stephen Merchant
thing.
Hey,
do you look like the guy who's the friend of the guy from Idiot Abroad that isn't
Ricky Gervais?
That isn't Ricky Gervais?
I suppose you could say I do.
Dude, have you ever watched Idiot Abroad?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Ken.
No, you made me lose it. I had it. Carl Pilkington.
Carl Pilkington is my spirit animal.
We used to have a wide receiver with the last name Pilkington in Nebraska. Ross Pilkington.
Yeah. Carl Pilkington, if you guys haven't watched Idiot Abroad, he might be, like, if you took me and Mike Canale and combined us into one person, he'd be Carl Pilkington.
You would both be miserable if you had to share a body.
Yeah.
But Carl Pilkington is one of those guys that's like charming, which is where I come in, and funny, which is where I come in, but also angry and neurotic, which is where Mike Canale comes in, and very funny in that. That's what Mike is, one of the funniest. When Mike gets angry and neurotic at the same time, it's one of the funniest things on the planet. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He'll just start screaming for no reason.
But what's funny is he gets, like, really, really, like, analytical in the mornings. Because, like, on soccer mornings on Saturdays and Sundays, like, we'll already be texting back and forth at 5:30 because he's, like, trying to dissect every friggin' game.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's got layers.
Yeah. I don't think he does. I think it's a big show. I think that Mike Canale is one dimensional.
Where are we going? I don't know. It's hard to remember what we talked about and what we haven't talked about on this one because
I remember everything we talked about.
Well, I remember everything we talked about. Well, I just can't remember which version.
I came up with the phrase horse angle.
Yeah.
The horse angle of winning.
Yeah. Which you have not talked about on this.
Yeah. So basically a horse angle is a hat trick plus one. It's like the four horsemen plus a quadrangle.
You'll never know how we got there. It's like Fatty Rides the Bus.
It is.
That's lost in the ether.
Anyways, the horse angle of winning is made up of four horse lines. Those four horse lines are dummies, which we've got. We got a couple of dummies.
Yep. We've lost a few of them, too.
Lost a few of them, but and the reason dummies are important is it means that we're bending the rules to get the dummies in that it can play football.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Two, criminals. We got criminals. And the reason criminals are important is because we're willing to prove that football is more important than law. That's important to W's.
We've also excised some of those criminals.
Yeah, because you can't just let all the criminals in.
You have to know where to spend your capital.
Right. You got
to
let the criminals that aren't that good, they got to get the boot or else you get the reputation.
Or
you're Miami from 2001.
You also have to recognize how bad a crime is sometimes too.
Yeah. Like if some of these alleged crimes, alleged because there has been no court, so they're alleged. Those are crimes that we have to like, you don't get to play anymore. But if you punch a cop in the jaw, you know what? What'd that cop say?
Do we have any cop jaw punchers?
No, I'm just trying to think of like laws that I'd be cool with.
Okay.
And apparently you can't say DUI because people get really been out of shape about that one. I stuck up for Keith Williams as a joke on Twitter and boy, did I get eaten alive.
Where do you stand on whipping out your dick in a convenience store just off of campus or maybe right on campus?
Don't do it. Like that's where I stand on it now. I feel like there's some gray area there.
On the guy's dick.
Maybe like, I don't know, man.
Sounds like an unhealthy dick.
Like, do you touch people with it? Because I feel like that's where the line is. Like, don't touch people with your dick. Also, don't show people your dick. But if you do show someone your dick, and then we're like, hey, man, you shouldn't show people your dick, and you stop showing people your dick, you've learned. And isn't that what college is all about? Learning.
Also, what's the status of said dick, and what are you doing to said dick?
Yeah, are you just pulling your dick out and being like, ha-ha, dick? Because I've done that in college. I'm not proud of it. You know what I mean?
Did you really?
No, I didn't do it. One of my roommates did. I'll leave it at that. I was never a dick puller outer. If I did it, it was to my buddies, like other dudes.
It's wise to keep it confined.
Yeah, like so in that case, like it's funny.
Also wise not to do it.
Yeah, but it's funny to like be like, hey man, and then you like rub your dick on the brim of their hat, and then they have to put their hat on someday, and then you're like, oh, my dick's on your forehead. That's funny. But like to a girl, no, I've never whipped my dick out to a girl that didn't beg for it.
Jesus Christ.
And
I'm going to go ahead and take a strong don't take your dick out stance.
Okay. Are you willing to ruin a kid's life because he thought it was because he pulled his dick out and didn't assault anybody?
How ruined was Avery Moss's life?
Okay. But let's say that
he ended up in the NFL.
Okay. All right. But let's say that it did ruin his life. You know what I'm saying? Is that okay? Like, are you fine with that? Because he made a dumb mistake when he was 18.
But how much does it encourage him to keep doing those kinds of things?
Like, if a chick pulls her tits out at a concert, are we okay with that?
Well, she's not on the football team.
What if she's a cheerleader? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I get that it's, like, not a great idea, but you're not... Like, don't... I don't know. Like, yeah.
There's also
like,
less...
For the chick, it's like, yeah, that's... I mean, from a... From there's a chick's perspective, it's probably a lot worse than from my perspective. Because from my perspective, I'm like, ah, it's, I mean, it's just a dick.
There's also less of a feeling of
fear
being threatened. Yeah. When, if you're at a concert and someone flashes you their boobs.
Now, okay. If the guy pulls his dick out and is like, you touch it now. Clearly, that guy's bad. Put him in jail. But if he pulls his dick out and he's like, you want to touch it now? And then she's like, no, I'm not interested. And he's like, okay. And he puts his dick away. I feel like that's less threatening.
It is less threatening. Doesn't mean it's still not completely unthreatening in the mind of the woman.
Fair. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me. Like, that's the thing. I don't, as a man, maybe I shouldn't get to make these rules. But also, I think that 18 years old, dudes do a lot of dumb shit. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying dudes do a lot of dumb shit. If chicks had dicks, that's the thing. Chicks don't have dicks, so they don't know what it's like. Maybe if chicks had dicks, they'd be pulling out too. I don't know. You know?
Sure. I'll roll with that line of thought.
Okay. Anyways.
So dummies, criminals. You've got your two horse sides.
Two horse sides of the horse angle.
Half of a horse angle.
The third is pay the players, which I'm starting to believe. Maybe we're playing that game a little bit.
I do think some of our four stars, we've found creative angles in, like, ones who, you know, there's just, like, just enough of a chance. Like, you know, the guy who Keyshawn Green was committed to for 2 years is gone, and we're just able to be like, whoop, we'll swoop in at the last second. I mean, I do think we've had some smart strategy as well. Caden Johnson, we've been just working on forever.
Right.
And I think he just doesn't click with PJ Fleck.
Right.
There are going to be a lot of recruits
that don't like Harbaugh's and the PJ Flecks. They like the straightforwardness.
And there will be
Frost.
Some who love them. It just is the same as it was with Bo Pelini. There were going to be plenty of recruits who were like, whoa, I don't think I can play for that guy. And there were plenty who were like, that's my guy. That's the kind of guy I need. You know,
yeah.
It's just,
I love going 9-4.
Love getting the finger pounded in my chest.
Yeah.
When we're losing at A&M.
Well, but also don't go to the locker room and call your dad, you know?
Yeah. Well, he also got I think he got kind of pissed at Ben Cotton that game.
Because he fell over. Like,
no. You're thinking of Jake Cotton in against Michigan State. Yeah. Ben Cotton's the guy who got his nuts pinched by an A&M player and then was at the bottom of the pile trying to kick his way out and got a flag. But dude was getting his nuts pinched. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't pinch people's nuts.
I realize you really want that ball at the bottom of the pile, but don't go through balls to get ball.
Yeah, but also,
I mean, it's a smart play.
Smart move. It worked.
It did.
Don't play football if you don't want to get your balls pinched. I think that's the moral of this story.
You should wear a spiked cup.
Ooh. Or one that has electrodes on the outside.
Well, that would hit your thighs.
Okay. Bad idea.
Actually, the spikes, now that I'm thinking about it, same thing.
Yeah, same principle. Put a GoPro on your balls. That way you can prove that he was pinching them. Like a Russian car. Because the cops are so corrupt, they got to put GoPros on their dashboard.
Is that for real?
Yeah, it's real. That's why you get to see all those crazy car accidents in Russia, because people all have GoPros on their cars.
Uber drivers have them too.
Some of them. Yeah, you got to.
But yeah, or versions of it, just to, you know, for
liability's
sake.
A lot of cars have
them
built in now.
Yeah.
Okay. Horse angle four. Horse side four of the horse angle.
Yeah. I wish people had the complete context of this.
Yeah, it's fine. They'll get it. Steroids. Once you have all four horse angles.
Horse sides of the horse angle.
Then you have a full horse angle. And once you have a horse angle, that's how you get to W's. dummies, criminals playing the game, steroids. We've got three, I think. At least 2.5. You know how many we had under Bo Pelini?
His horse angle
was just criminals.
Yeah.
And a couple dummies.
Yeah.
But mainly criminals.
He had the dick whipper outer.
Right.
Who he tried to get back on the team, but the university wouldn't let him back
in. And they had Lavonte David, who punched a cop in the jaw, which is where I got that earlier.
Nope, don't do that to Lavonte.
Alfonso Dinard.
Right.
Sorry.
Lavonte David has never punched a police officer in his life, to my knowledge.
You had Armstrong and his infamous roommate, Wester Camp, that got in trouble that party that one night.
Well,
charges were dropped.
It wasn't them, though, was it? I think it was someone else at their house. Okay. Yeah. But I don't know who it was.
I don't know
that we ever learned
that. They had a third roommate, right?
Well,
I want to say like Tyler.
Gerald Foster's brother, Trey Foster, was their other roommate, but he didn't get in trouble either.
Okay.
That was quite the house there.
Yeah.
No one ever mentioned that Trey Foster was Tommy Armstrong's roommate. They always just mentioned that Jordan Westerkamp was his roommate.
Right.
Trey Foster just really got jobbed by that.
Yeah, no shit. You think he was always in his like watching the local news, like, I'm Austin's roommate, you dumb fuck. Then he's like writing emails, like, hey, like as a suit, like a anonymous name, like a fake profile. It's like, also Trey Foster's his roommate.
Dear Omaha World Herald, I would like to correct something. Tommy Armstrong has more than one roommate. I know that because I hang out there a lot. They are all very cool guys, yeah. Especially that Trey Foster gentleman.
The third roommate.
Are you farting over there?
Yeah, dude.
Let me know if it starts to stink before it gets over to me.
You'll know.
That's what I'm afraid of.
You gotta breathe in your own stench, bro.
It's true. It smells so much better when it's your own.
It also makes you more powerful.
I've been a little blocked up today. We celebrated our anniversary last night with
steak and wine. A kid getting it, if you know what I'm saying.
yes, you got something.
I'm trying to think. So Omar Manning, you think we get Fleming, Francois, and who's the third guy?
Caden Johnson.
No, there's another one. Fleming, Francois, Nico Cooper.
Oh, I want Nico Cooper. Yeah. No one's talking about him.
They are.
Not much.
I mean, I think here's the thing about Twitter. 90% of people on Twitter don't know what the fuck they're talking about, period. So they just reiterate what
they... I feel like even on the boards.
Really? I hear about him a lot on the board.
Really? Okay.
Especially in the last week or so.
He looks like a man. He does. A grown man.
He reminds me of Javin Wright.
Javin Wright?
Javin Wright, because he looked like a fucking man. Or Amani Cross. I was like, who?
Javin Wright, the kid who signed last year?
Yeah. He looks like a dumb adult male.
See, I think Javin Wright still looks baby-faced.
No, go back and look at that dude. And also, do you remember Amani Cross when he got recruited?
Yeah.
I remember thinking, like, why is Bo Pelini hugging that dude's dad? And whose father is that? And who has an 80-year-old father that's that cut? Amani Cross, I mean, it's too bad he just never amounted to shit.
He turned out all right.
I mean, but for college, but he never went pro.
No.
So he didn't really amount to shit. Husker, that's the thing.
Oh, God.
But that's, right? I mean, how much money did he make playing football?
Oh, about the same amount as Tommy Frazier and Brooke Barringer.
Okay, so nothing. It's crazy, but let me tell you the difference. There's a little bit, first of all.
Brooke Barringer is different, I get it.
And so is Tommy Frazier. Tommy Frazier didn't make.
Tommy Frazier wasn't going to make anything in the NFL anyway.
Because of his Crohn's disease, not because of his athletic ability.
Well, also because he was not a quarterback.
Right, but he could have, but neither was Scott Frost, and he made plenty.
Yeah, Tommy Frazier didn't want to be not a quarterback.
Yeah, you know what?
He played in all the postseason All-Star games as a quarterback because that's what he demanded, sort of a la Eric Crouch.
Eric Crouch.
Who, by the way, another guy with a storied college career who just didn't do anything afterward.
He played a couple years as a wide receiver for the Rams, right?
No, he stopped right away because he said he wanted to be a quarterback. They drafted him as a wide receiver, brought him into camp, and he's like, no, I want to be a quarterback. And they're like, all right, see ya. And the Packers gave him a shot like in a training camp, but it didn't amount to anything.
Okay. He made some money, though. Anyways, my point is that I think that if you're going to, the reason that the Huskers, you'll know we're back when we start getting 6-7 people in a draft.
That'll be a huge difference from where we are right now.
Yeah, when you're like hoping to get one guy in the sixth round instead of like the three
and that's
in the
been
top
like a
15.
5-year run of that shit, too. And like one of those is Tanner Lee.
Yeah. He's not even really a Husker.
Yeah, he's a green wave.
Yeah, he's a Tulane.
And honestly, he didn't really amount to anything with the Jags either.
I mean, didn't he broke like a interceptions in the game, in one game single game record?
Probably. I mean, that's maybe a pick. He's real good at
pick sixes, dude. Especially in the first three games, non-conference pick sixes, bro. If you need a guy to throw non-conference six pick sixes, Tanner Lee.
Apparently, someone on Twitter the other day who like covers Northern Illinois said that he started following us a couple years ago because of our reaction during that Northern Illinois game, and has said that like we're one of his favorite follows. And I was like, oh, cool. I don't know what we said during that game, but I'm sure it wasn't positive.
Oh, no. Now, Tanner Lee, man, Tanner Lee's a bitch.
Man, who knew we'd get into shitting on Tanner Lee territory today?
What else? What are some of the other, so Fleming's going to be a duck R.
Well, I think he'll be actually more of a true wide receiver than a duck R.
You think?
He's got good straight line
speed.
Isn't
he like 180, like 5'10", 180?
So J.D. Spielman?
Oh, okay. That's fair. But very fast.
Yeah.
J.D. Spielman's not super fast, is he?
He's pretty fast.
He's quick. He's not top end speed fast, right?
So having someone who can take the top off a defense
is
great.
Not Legrone, but the other guy.
Andre Hunt.
Andre Hunt was supposed to be this year, right?
Legrone a little bit too, like for a tight end, could get vertical. Losing those two guys. And I don't want it to be about football based on, you know, what's going on there legally. But losing those two guys did not help the team at all this year.
Oh, for sure. But also, they're allegedly rapists. Which...
Multiple at that.
Which I don't condone.
Good. Good.
I'm going to go on the record as being anti-rapist.
We don't agree on everything, but... That one I'm glad we can agree on.
Yeah, we agree on that. I'm anti-rape.
There's several cases against them now, too.
Yeah.
Which, that's not good.
And the manner that they did, I don't want to get into this, is a downer.
Yeah.
And also, like, what are we going to say that isn't, you just go Google it on Omaha World Herald. It's bad news.
Yeah. If there's anyone listening to this podcast who is pro-rape, I'm going to go ahead and say, stop listening.
But don't take your money out of the Patreon.
Okay.
Right? I mean, sure. I'm just saying. Like,
well,
don't
listen
to us.
I guess it is better. It is better money. It's better to have the money in our hands than in theirs.
Yeah, we're not going
to
use it for
buying, like,
rape supplies.
Yeah. Okay. I was ready to disagree with you, but now I've
right. We're going to spend that money on good things.
Yeah. Jesus. So we have what, 17 recruits? Is that what it is right now?
Yeah, we're at 17, including old boy the Green. And I have a feeling we see Caden Johnson pop up any hour, any day, any minute now.
He might wait to announce till signing day.
He might.
I
have a feeling you're about to start getting like one recruit a day.
Yeah, I mentioned this earlier on the Facebook Live.
What, three more days till when's National Signing Day, the 18th? Wednesday.
I think it's, which is also the day I'm flying back to Nebraska.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Oh, this like slow start recruiting wise makes for like a fun ass finish, man.
Yeah.
I'm all on board.
Yeah. And I think I said this in the first version, not this version. We only had 17 recruits. The only other team that has that few recruits that's ahead of us is Notre Dame. They have 17.
It was the Periscope where you said that.
Okay. And they are at 13th in recruiting. And this is on like back, like three losing seasons in a row, 4 out of 5 years losing seasons. Like, what is Scott Frost going to do when we win a division championship? When we win a conference, when we're in the Big Ten championship game, he's going to be pulling 5-star players. Like, Ohio State better be ready to get titty fucked.
Is that a play on Booby, Omar Manning?
Yeah.
So I want to think, all right, so applying, now a lot of these recruits coming in, you know, because they're freshmen, you won't necessarily expect them to play right away. But we've got guys who redshirted, JUCO recruits, and maybe a potential for like a freshman or two to make an immediate impact. So think about the weakest points of this past season. And where there is like virtually every position, it seems like there's going to be improvement. The only thing that kind of scares me a little bit is, do we have someone as good or better than Lamar Jackson stepping in right away? That I don't think we necessarily do, but I think,
don't we have a JUCO corner coming in?
Not currently. And
also, Boodle is better than Lamar Jackson.
Well, you need more than one corner.
But that's not what you said. You said a guy that's better, gooder, is better than Boodle.
To step in and replace him. I was already counting Boodle on the field.
Well, Boodle is going to replace Lamar Jackson. Then you just need
to... Well, then who's replacing Boodle?
That's the problem. It's not who's replacing Lamar Jackson.
Boodle's already on the field. You're not losing him.
Boodle is impossible to replace because you can't teach speed. And Boodle's replacing Lamar Jackson, so we're fucked.
This is a terrible semantics argument. Anyway, so I do think there are some young DBs who hopefully have a chance to shine. Stop farting.
Prove it.
What? Prove what?
That I farted.
You lifting your right ass cheek and making like just this grinded out face.
I feel like that's good proof. That's good evidence. That's solid evidence.
I've been on set for a show about a lawyer all fall. I've been picking up things. I'm learning. So I think there's going to be some addition by subtraction on the D line. I do worry a little bit about will Damian Daniels be better than Darian Daniels. I don't know about that.
I think the D line as a whole, first of all, there's going to be some more depth.
Yeah. If we get Coates in at end, I think we've got someone.
And we have such an upgraded linebacker coming in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a lot of options at linebacker, like a lot of options where we've gone just basically from nothing to like an embarrassing wealth of riches.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're lifting your ass again.
Prove it.
Prove that you lifted your ass. Yeah. I saw your head go 2 inches higher.
Yeah, I was stretching it.
I saw the rest of your body go 2 inches higher.
Okay, well.
Here, let me do.
Did you fart too?
No. Prove it.
I also just gave it away that I farted by.
Yeah, you did. See, this is my, these are my lawyer skills coming into play. What?
I don't have anything else. Do you have anything?
No, but we have some voicemails,
yeah, let's
right?
Play those voicemails.
Some of these
they're very old, and I apologize to the guy.
Are they all the same guy?
No, I don't think they're all the same guy. But there's one guy that in particular that's very old.
The guy himself is old?
No,
do we have a 95-year-old guy leaving a voicemail?
I wish.
Me too, actually. Really expand our demographics. I think we skew pretty young.
Yeah, we do. That's true.
But I'm surprised sometimes, not always.
Yeah, we have more women listen to us than you would think.
Yeah. It's because you're so anti-rape.
Yeah, I mean, that's so funny. The first text message that comes up, Joe's mom's pussy sucks.
Who sent that?
It was from one of the bonus episodes when I was like at the end, if anybody can.
Oh,
it's like an old bonus episode. It's just funny that that came up.
Someone sent that to the Cobcast?
Yeah. Hi, Amanda. It's Sarah from Counseling. From Counseling West. The Google Calendar says you aren't using room number 10 tomorrow at 2 p.m. Just wanted to confirm and see if I can use it for a reschedule. Thanks.
What's this?
I don't know. It's from November 19th. I should have responded. Yeah, go ahead.
This is a... So the account where people can send voicemails, they can also send text?
Yeah, if you want to send text message, you can.
Cool.
Yeah, so this is Tyler... Nope, I guess it's two different people. This is Tyler from Utah from... November 23rd, so like 3 weeks ago.
I did just fart now.
Okay, good. Okay, so Tyler from Utah.
What's up, podcast? This is Tyler from Utah. Hey, just got done watching the Maryland-Nebraska game.
Maryland-Nebraska.
It was kind of fun to watch. It was really cool to see a bunch of young guys get out there on the field. One thing that I noticed that I thought was pretty interesting was that even though we were playing a bunch of younger guys that don't have a bunch of experience, we only have one penalty for the whole game. So it really shows me that, you know, a lot of these guys are committed to playing really good, sound, fundamental football. I think the future of the program looks really bright. It's going to be something here in the next year, maybe two, that we can be really proud of. So anyway, go Big Red, beat Iowa.
I wish we had.
I wish we had beat Iowa, but
we came really close.
But we came real close, and I love your optimism, bro.
Also, the back half of the year, like, so penalties have plagued Nebraska for a long time across multiple coaching staffs. Back half of the year, it was about as disciplined to football as I've seen at Nebraska in a long time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, I'm tired. And also, the high snaps really started to get fixed around week 4 or 5.
Yeah. Dude starts to play center consistently for the first time in his life. It's going to get better. It's just going to, like, I counted, I think, two in like the last 3 weeks.
Right.
Which, that's not bad considering every snap is out of the shotgun.
Right. Okay. So this is, Alex from Kenosha, Wisconsin. I thought that he had a bunch in here, but actually he did send in two previous, but we played them already.
Okay.
So this is
I think I remember Alex.
Yeah. Fuck this guy. I remember
what?
Now. Yeah. This is the guy.
I think this is just the guy who talks a long time.
You'll see at the end.
Okay.
And now because I said that, that's his thing. You'll see.
Hey, guys, it's Alex in Kenosha, Wisconsin. What's up? That game sucked, but guess what? Iowa is as good as they are. This is as good as Iowa gets. Kirk Ferentz is trash, winning 9 games. That's the best that team has to offer. They had to beat 2 rebuilding Nebraska teams by walk-off field goals. That's as good as it gets for them. They're going to blow kisses at the sideline with their best player, their kicker. Good luck when Scott Frost gets his players in, and this offense is rolling like it should be. It's going to be a little bit longer, but this Nebraska team is going to turn around. I appreciate Scott Frost's dedication to the guy that started this recruiting class, you know, back in his first class, Adrian Martinez. It was rough at times, but it's going to get turned around. Iowa sucks. Kick Joe, Tweety, whatever. That's the man. Later.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great voicemail.
Yeah, well, you know what? That guy can whatever my dick right off. How about that?
But are you going to dispute all the other stuff just over the whatever?
No, you could be right and still be an asshole.
Hey, Alex, I like you, bud.
Look at Trump. You know, he's always right, but he's still...
What?
I'm kidding. I just wanted to watch the fire in your eyes.
We get a lot of people. So we have a large variance of, like, people who follow the Cobcast Twitter,
right?
Which is great, you know.
Well, it's because this is the most bipartisan country, the bipartisan this country's ever been in the history of America. That's why.
You mean partisan?
Like they both hate each other? Isn't that bipartisan?
No, bipartisan means they're like there's like unity.
Oh, I'm sorry, partisan. Yes.
So we get a lot of people from all different beliefs and thoughts. It's great. I then get a little uncomfortable when a lot of clearly Cobcast listeners start following me because I'm like, you're not gonna like it.
Yeah,
you're not gonna like it. You'll love the Cobcast Twitter.
You can follow
hate,
me.
You're gonna hate me.
You're gonna follow. You can follow me because I don't talk about politics.
I don't much anymore, but occasionally.
Yeah. I don't really tweet that much, to be honest.
My mom works for the governor now, so I kind of.
Oh, I can say whatever I want. Fuck Pete Ricketts.
If you get my mom fired,
why would I get your mom fired? Because someone her son knows says fuck the governor. Here's the thing.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. I'll say it.
If you're not saying fuck the governor, then what are you really saying? You know what I mean?
Well, like nothing.
Right, but you should be like fuck authority. Always. You should always say that.
Well, I basically do. I just don't want to get my mom fired.
Well, your mom shouldn't have took that stupid fucking job, bro.
He's about term limited anyway.
Dude, your mom's fine. She should be like
fuck, dude.
She'd be like a stripper or something. You know what I mean?
I don't think my mom listens to the podcast.
I know she doesn't. That's why I said it.
I really hope she doesn't.
It'd be pretty funny if she did.
Her ex-husband, my father, does.
I'm just going to let that slide. I'm not even going to say it. I don't remember what your mom looks like, but being super honest. I know that she gave me that thing that's up there.
The you're not famous until my mom has heard of you thing?
Yeah.
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 She was real proud of that gift.
It's really cool. I keep it. It's still up there.
Yeah.
You remember what the gift your dad gave me when he came up?
No.
Yeah, because he didn't give me one.
Oh.
So
he's our leading Patreon donor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. That's way better. Yeah. Anything else?
Is that it for the voicemails?
Did you want to go through podcast or Twitter at all? Do we got anything worth reading on Twitter?
It's going to start to get a little easier now that we're out of the season. Let's see what we got here in our mentions. the one I just read where Andrew Olivarius said I look like Stephen Merchant. Let's see here. Chris AZ said during our Facebook Live today or our Periscope, I got my volume maxed. Hard time hearing. GBR. I tested it out. It was fine on our end.
Yeah, so it's his.
Yeah. His volume sucks.
Yeah.
But he was cool about it.
His ears suck.
He said it was probably on his end. Let's see here. Husker Gnome wanted us to help his poll. P-O-L-L.
Okay.
And
you were like, I bet when you first read it, you're like, yeah, dude, anything to help your poll, bro.
A lot of people love us to help out publicizing their polls. But I didn't today just because it was about volleyball and volleyball got beat yesterday. It just felt like bad timing.
What I hate is when people tag us in their Twitter wars because most of the time.
And you can never get out of them.
Because, yeah, you're stuck. And so then I end up tweeting back like, yo, can you untag us? I don't give a shit that you and this asshat want to argue over who's the better quarterback, Tommy Frazier or Tim Tebow. Like, I don't give two shits about your guys' argument.
To
about
be
that.
Fair, when other people are like, hey, can you untag me from this conversation that has devolved into just the two of you arguing? I'm usually like, no.
Really?
You're part of this now.
Here's the thing. If you're in the argument to begin with, that's on you. But when they just like tag us.
Oh, tag us just to loop us in.
Yeah. Basically, it's
they
like,
want backup.
They want backup. And it's like, dude, I'm not your fucking homie, bro. We don't know each other. I don't want to spend hours on Twitter defending a dude I don't know over an argument I don't care about. I got hit up because I made the joke last week about how Jesus doesn't exist or whatever.
Yeah. The guy ended up being, there was one person who ended up being kind of cool about it, though.
Well, you missed the entire private conversation where the guy hit me up and was like, longtime fan of the podcast, yo, feels like you're not a believer, Tweety. And I was like, what would possibly make you think that? And then I was like, hey, man, I don't really want to, like, I was trying to be really polite about it. I was like, I don't want to be a part of this conversation. Like, I'm willing to, I'm open to other viewpoints, but I don't know you. You're a stranger. This is weird. It's like the equivalent of someone knocking on my door and being like, hey, you want me to tell you about Jesus? And then I'm like, no, I don't really.
And then just kept walking in.
Yeah. So then he hits me back up. And he's like, I thought you were open-minded, and started screaming at me, like, on
this
Twitter.
This wasn't the guy who ended up being cool, was
it? I don't know. And so then my favorite part was, like, I was like, dude.
Because we've had a few people get mad at
me.
You and just us over that, yeah.
Like, this isn't a religion podcast, bro. It's a football podcast. If you want to, like, I don't want to get into it.
Fair enough.
But no, so then I was like, dude, this is the equivalent of a guy knocking on my door, asking if I want to talk about Jesus. Then when I'm like, no, sir, I don't. Have a good day. Like, polite as could possibly be. And then you stand in my yard and call me a heathen from outside for 20 minutes. That's what this is. And then he got really mad at me. And I guess went to my neighbor's house and knocked on his door. I don't know. That shit was annoying. So don't do that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Derek Jackson says, pros, presumably of last week's podcast, reminders to talk into the mic. Mike being asleep. Joe's apparent collection of kazoos. No Tweety. Cons. Lack of Husker volleyball knowledge. Teasing a guest appearance by Molly that didn't happen. No Tweety. Hashtag Mikey rides the bus.
I'm both a pro and a con?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Derek Jackson.
I respect your style for that.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather be a pro and a con than a meh. A whatever.
You just labeled me the meh. That's the only person who's ever labeled me the meh.
What do you mean? No, I'm saying like that one guy that said Tweety whatever.
Oh, I gotcha. Because there was one point where on our text chain this past week, I was either meh or vanilla to you.
No, it was on Twitter.
Oh, because there were multiple people who said I was their favorite.
There's multiple people that said that the podcast sucks without me too on Facebook.
Yeah,
so.
it's true.
I'm very I'm very partisan. Can I say that?
Yeah, sure. Not quite proper usage, but
what's the word I'm looking for?
Divisive, polarizing.
Polarizing. Like a filter. That's a camera joke. You guys wouldn't get it.
RJ Weiss says, I hate to say it like every other whining Nebraska fan does, but officiating played a huge role in the outcome of regulation down the stretch. It was absolutely horrible. Referring to Indiana getting some calls.
Oh, I was like, I don't know that Iowa game, man. I felt like we paid them a little bit. There's some calls. I was like, yeah, I'll take it. But wow.
But honestly, there were a few in Iowa's favor too.
There was, yeah, but then there was some that were right, like the targeting that wasn't a targeting. That was right.
Yeah. That's going to probably be about it for right now because everything's replies right now. I can't find. I'm sorry, guys. But I tell you what, keep tweeting at us.
Yeah.
We'll respond always anyway. If it's not on the podcast, we'll respond on Twitter. Really get your Twitter numbers up. Here's the other thing. People freaking the hell out about Ed
Joe
McCaffrey.
Oh.
Well, the Joe Burrow thing is fucking tired as hell. I'm tired of that.
Yeah,
like,
I am too.
Let's not relitigate. I mean, Frost made the right decision in the moment, and things evolved in a way that no one could have anticipated.
Joe Burrow wouldn't have been a Heisman here.
No, I do have more of a problem with Bo not recruiting him out of high school than I do with Frost not recruiting him this time around.
But Bo's whole thing was like Nebraska athletics is bad, so why recruit there, right? He didn't really bring on a whole lot of Nebraskans in general.
I think it was Tim Beck who told Burrow that he wasn't good enough to
play
Nebraska.
Well, but I'm sure that Beck ran it by Bo. I don't think Beck was just making
I don't think Bo got involved in the offense too much. He's like, whatever you think, Tim.
Yeah, it's probably true.
No, the other one that's a freak out thing, because I am that Burrow conversation has just gotten so old. He won the Heisman. It worked out well for him. It worked out well for LSU. I don't know that it would have necessarily moved the needle a whole lot here, because I think there are so many other deficiencies with Nebraska the past couple of years. The other one that was driving me nuts, though, was Nebraska fans losing their minds because Ed McCaffrey got the North Colorado job. They're like, oh, no. Is Luke going to transfer there? Is Luke going to transfer to an FCS school to play for his dad? His dad would tell him he's an idiot for doing that.
No shit.
Like, that is... Guys, we gotta get over this, like, neurotic fan base thing.
Yeah, and also, I do want to see people apologizing on Twitter for shitting on Scott Frost recruiting, because he's closing like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Obviously, we need to see things on the field.
Right. But I want you to... People that are like... Oh my God, we're gonna. But then he's fucking closing like a champ. I would like to see apologies on Twitter to Scott. I want you to tag Scott Frost. I want you to tag us.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
All right.
Follow us on Twitter at Big Red Cobcast, Facebook.com/Cobcast, Patreon.com/Big Red Cobcast. Throw us a few bones a month. There's prizes and gifts in there for all that. You can check them all out. Maybe we'll start to add some new stuff to that too.
Yeah, we will. It's the thing is, and I'm going to be honest, because Joe has some stuff he wants to add, and we have some stuff we want to add. I'm not going to add anything until we start winning, because I just, like...
Well, the Hawkeyes tier thing has gotten used against us a lot.
Yeah, and also, like, we sold a lot of them until we started losing, and then now we...
I mean, there are some things, ideas that we've had that I think are loss-proof. They can be funny and cool without like.
Yeah, but I think that generally speaking, people aren't gonna like Husker sales. Merchandise sales are probably down across the board.
Yeah, but Cobcast sales,
they're down. They're down.
Well, yeah, but we give them a 69-3 shirt. Give them a Fatty Rides the Bus. Give them a what's the other one,
dude? Fatty Rides the Bus. Nobody would understand that shirt.
I
mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cobcast listeners would, and it would be, I would sport
that
shirt.
It's like KCCO.
Right. Yeah. Fatty Rides the Bus, I would absolutely wear that shirt everywhere, but people in LA would not think it was funny.
I don't care. It's not for them.
It's not for them.
It's for when you go back to Nebraska and someone's like, oh, shit. Someone listens to the Cobcast.
Yeah. I don't want to get into that on here.
What?
I'll tell you off there.
All right.
All right.
Speaking of,
Fatty Rides a Bus.
Fatty Rides a Bus.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.